Going live, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel. Happy Victory Monday, Michael. How are you? Good to see everybody hopping on board. I mean, I am playing hurt today. I ain't going to try and deny it. It's been a long time since I had a whole day as a fan. I wasn't in the press box yesterday. I watched the game here at Banky's house. And, I got to tell you, I am definitely dragging a little bit, but it's good to see everybody. I hope everyone's enjoying their Victory Monday. Now, let me ask you something. Are you craving delicious deals? Sign up for the Festival Foods emails, and you'll have the weekly ad and more delivered to your inbox each week. By signing up for their emails, you'll be the first to know about new products and sale items. And if you're looking for ideas for your next meal, you'll also get the latest food trends, recipes, and meal planning tips and tricks. What are you waiting for? Subscribe to the Festival Foods emails today at festfoods.com/email. Sup, Aaron, how are you doing? I need Cheesehead TV more than ever today. Jade, that's why we're here. It's why I'm here talking to you fine folks. Victory Monday, it's so good. Watchmen is amazing. It is, William. I haven't seen the last ones. Shush. Go Pack Go, let's sweep the division. That's what I'm talking about, Kyle. One down, two more to go. Vanquished foe across the board, sweep them all. That's what I say. Do you think Martinez would benefit from a 4-3 defense as more of a run stopper slash gap blitzer opposed to his role in Green Bay? Maybe. I could see him utilizing another big body in front of him. I do think he'd probably be better suited to it. I don't know if he'd be as productive. And we'll see what happens when he hits free agency, which I think he probably will. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Missing the late lateral was so Bears, LOL. It was indeed. That play was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Hey, Nags, what's up? Watch party next 2 weeks? Mike, there will not be a watch party for the Vikings game. I will be flying into Appleton with my girls and getting ready for Christmas with my folks. But I will be doing the post-game show on the radio, but I think we probably will have a watch party for the Lions game. So stay tuned. Please, more Vitaly on third down blocking situations. I hear you, Derek. That really isn't their MO though. They're a one back system. Most two tight end, get that one back, get him and hitting that gap as hard as he can. You saw Williams convert a couple times yesterday with that. But I hear you. I'd like to see Vitaly more in general, just period. One thing we have improved on the offensive side of the ball is the penalty. Well, penalties or lack thereof, yeah. They had a holding penalty, an unfortunate holding penalty yesterday, trying to close out the game on Bulaga. But for the most part, they've definitely cut down on the pre-snap stuff, which is the stuff that really, you know, puts you behind the sticks, gets you in disadvantageous looks on third down, et cetera. So from that aspect, yeah, I hear you. They've definitely done a better job there. Rodgers at least not causing his own guys to jump anymore. Nags, how much of a steal has Sullivan been? Yeah, Julian, I tweeted about Chandon Sullivan this morning. He pops off the screen at you when you watch the broadcast back. A number of plays. He was all over the map. I'm really interested to see how he looks on the All-22 when it comes out tomorrow. But, yeah, for a guy that got cut back in May from the Eagles and the Packers picked him up, and it was kind of an afterthought, really, yeah, at that time. He is absolutely making a difference for Green Bay down the stretch here. He played a really good game yesterday. I have a fever, and the only prescription is more Kumaro. That's right, Dustin. I just asked Coach LaFleur about getting Jake Kumaro on the field more, and he said that's what they talked about today. The coaches finally may be seeing the light. Coach's words, I believe, were expect to see him more going forward. So it's Kumaro time, baby. Mark, thanks for the super chat. You got a shout out on Around the NFL. When do you turn up and school them on the Packers? Oh, I love those guys. I love every one of those guys. I think they do great work. Greg is a friend from way back. In fact, and this is true, Greg offered me a job at I can't remember what he called it when he first launched it, but he offered me the job the day after I signed with Bleacher Report back in the day. What might have been, but you know, I would have had to move to LA and I was never going to do that. So, but I love those guys. They're great. It's kind of surreal that the Packers are back in contention. No guarantees in this league. Michael, you have said it right there. It's just great. It's just so sweet to have December football that matters in Green Bay. It makes everything better. Everything better. If the Packers go to the Super Bowl, are coaches from other teams like Matt LaFleur's brother be able to be on the Packers sideline? No. Only think of maybe a rare exception where people would get permission to be on the team sideline, but certainly not an opposing coach. What a great week. Beat the Bears, and I get to see Rise of Skywalker on Thursday night. Go Pack, go. I will be seeing it Thursday night as well with my daughters. Can't wait. Just get in the tournament. Matt, they have done that, and now anything can happen. Of course, remains to be seen what kind of positioning they have, where they end up seed-wise. Got to be big Colts fans tonight. Beat those Saints. Number one seed is still in play, people. I don't think they're going to get the number one seed, but how dope would it be if they did? Sorry, guys. They got a guy returning that looks decisive and natural back there. Matt, I tell you what, I said this morning, I'm not a jersey guy, but I may have to get an Irvin jersey. I mean, that's how exciting it is just watching somebody who gets upfield. And the big return he had in the second half, where everything's locked up in front of him and he sees the cutback lane and just takes it wide. Oh, it's been so long. Rodgers would look a lot better if he could just have the reins for one or two series a game for the no huddle, just like other teams do to our defense. I don't know, Brian, I'm not so sure I agree with you on that one. I think part of the problem is that Rodgers, once again, has a little bit too much free reign. NBC Sports, Mike Florio, keeping a story alive that was long dead, that he had kept alive all offseason, talked about how Rodgers has carte blanche, once again, to change anything he wants at the line of scrimmage, which, yeah, of course, makes sense. He's Aaron Rodgers, right? But I do think it tends to stub their toe a little bit every once in a while on offense. You know, he can maybe outthinks himself a little bit too much. You saw the play where Matt comes free. You know, they've got a slide protection there, and they've got a hot route on, and Rodgers is responsible for the free rusher. And that's a wasted play on third down. You see him make an adjustment before the play. I think sometimes he gets a little too caught up in his head. It'd be nice to maybe just flow a little bit more. But that's just me. Matthew, thank you for the super chat. I'm not quite sure what your comment means, though, so. Thanks a lot. If only Savage caught those two interceptions yesterday, Mike, they'll come. They will come. And I don't doubt it. I did write about that in Gut Reactions, though. Once he starts holding on to those interceptions, that's when he becomes a real game changer. But, yeah, those will come eventually. Why does it feel like we're not peaking or near to it at the right time, which is around this time of the year? Are the 49ers peaking? They just lost to the Falcons. Are the Seahawks peaking? They lost 2 weeks ago. You know, just get in the dance, man. Do you remember 2010 when they barely beat the Bears in week 17? Their offense looked like garbage. Everyone remembers that season or that postseason as just Rodgers going ham in Atlanta. But the offense wasn't any great shakes heading into this, you know, the tournament. Just get in the dance. Anything can happen. Yesterday, I knew this was going to come. Jesse, yesterday you made the comment, how did acquiring a wide receiver work out for the Patriots? My question is, how did it work out for the 49ers? I don't know. That big acquisition had one catch against the Packers and was nothing to do with why the 49ers beat Green Bay. You know, my only point was, why give up draft capital when you can win games with what's on hand? And that has been my point the entire year. But every time there's a drop or every time a guy maybe gets barked at by Rodgers, everyone's, oh, Nagler, you run, you need wide receivers. No, they've won 11 games. They're the second-best team in the NFC and could possibly be the number one seed. They did all that without acquiring a wide receiver and throwing away draft capital. So, yeah, did the 49ers need to go out and get a wide receiver? I guess. That speaks to their desperation, but they don't have Davante Adams. The Packers have Davante Adams. They needed to go get a guy. Packers got a guy. They got Davante Adams. The wide receiver thing drives me insane. Insane. They have all the talent they need. Look, they threw to Jake Kumerow one time yesterday. Big play. But they need to trade for a wide receiver. No, they just need to play the guys more who are producing. You know, Geronimo's been on the field, and he drops one, and everyone goes insane. But then he has a couple other nice catches, picks up a first down, etc. Has a really nice block on a middle linebacker to spring Aaron Jones on a run. But no one talks about that. But it's part of the formula for winning. They're winning football games. Drives me insane. All sorts of super chats. What's going on here, Jake? On the play, Mac was unblocked. Devontae was one-on-one with Haha. Did Rodgers not see it? It's a good question, Jake. LaFleur said, because I asked about that play specifically, LaFleur said that he didn't like the play call. I didn't like the hot read for that situation, etc. But I'm with you. I would have thrown to Devontae on that one. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Defense has played well the last few weeks, especially Kenny Clark. Agree? Saul, absolutely. And look, I know the fourth quarter was frustrating, but that is a breakdown in complimentary football from the Packers side of things. I thought the defense played outstanding pretty much throughout the entire game until that stretch in the fourth quarter where they lost their legs because they were out there the entire quarter. Packers couldn't sustain anything on offense. If the offense can just, you know, pick up one or two first downs, even if they end up punting, give the defense a break. But by the time, you know, the defense is on the sideline, maybe gets a glass of Gatorade, a little breather, and then they're right back out there because the offense can't sustain a drive. I thought the defense played extremely well yesterday. And, yes, to your point, Kenny Clark was on one. And that was apparent early. And it is interesting. Mike Smith, the outside linebackers coach, just talked a little bit about Za'Darius Smith moving around, that amoeba thing they do. He's really helped free up guys, and you've seen Kenny Clark kind of benefit from that because they have to worry about Smith blowing up that A-gap, and it allows Kenny to get a one-on-one rather than a double team. So that has really kind of helped free guys up front, including Kenny. Chad, thanks so much for the super chat. The illusion of identity, your 2019 Packers. That's good. The illusion of complexity morphing into the illusion of identity. I like it. The team looks galvanized. Oh, boy. Here we go. Another callback. Galvanizing moment. Jair played great, too. Aaron, he really did. I said it on Twitter. I posted the video of it today. Why you would ever run one of those smoke screens to his side, I'll never know. He breaks those up so well. Plays great leverage. Keeps contained. Blows up the play. I love Jair. Packers have to win out and San Francisco lose one. That'd be nice. Probably need the Saints to lose one too. Spotted Cow, it is a beverage. And I'm drinking out of a pro shop glass. The Packers were nice enough to give us some pro shop here. Go shop at the pro shop. It's right over there. Gary got his second sack and has been showing flashes. Jake, I agree. I thought he played pretty damn well yesterday. And I don't ever want to put too much out there until I look at the All-22. But, yeah, from, you know, the broadcast, it sure looks like he had a good game. I'm excited to go look at it tomorrow when it's up. Next, where can we expose the Vikings? At corner. That's their weak spot on defense. Outside, get Devontae on the roads, go ham. Now, obviously, it's not that easy. You're going to shade coverage to Devontae, obviously, so time for Alan Lazard and Jake Kumerow to make some noise. For all the critics complaining of the Packers' identity crisis, I feel it's almost an advantage to it in a way because they haven't won multiple games the same way. They have won in every way possible. Yeah, LaFleur has talked about that. And I tend to agree. I think, you know, for all the coaches out there that like to take away what you do best, well, what is that for the Packers? You know, they do a lot of different things well, but they don't count on any one thing week after week. Now, obviously, Aaron Jones is probably the most obvious component there on offense. And you know, they didn't throw to him a whole lot yesterday. I don't think he got a target. You know, and he wasn't particularly productive on the ground, but he did score two touchdowns. And one of those was on a gorgeous run, mostly of his making. So, yeah, I agree that there is a bit of an advantage because you don't know where to focus, although I do think Aaron Jones is the focus. That said, there's something to be said for having a play or two or a concept or two that you know you can hang your hat on is going to work and that is tried and true week in and week out that you all know and feel confident in. Now, maybe they have that and they won't share it with us, but we'll see how things kind of coalesce here down the stretch into the playoffs. LaFleur mentioned MVS doing well in practices, but hasn't translated to the game. What holds players back from accomplishing this? You know, it's funny because I don't know, you know, what kind of work he's doing in practice, obviously. But to a man, everyone talks about how well he has practiced. But then you go out and you're out there in the elements. Maybe it's the cold. Maybe it's, the thought of a safety coming over. Because he did seem to alligator arm that big throw from Rodgers, although he's passed everyone. So there's no one coming over to hit him. I don't know. I got to tend to think it's mental more than anything else. We saw this before with Davante Adams when he had the case of the drops that second year. Now, he was fighting an ankle injury, and who knows how exactly healthy MVS is. But I'm not ready to give up on him yet. And I do think I'll be surprised if he gets much play going forward here. But I'm not ready to cut bait. I think they'll bring him back next year, hope for a reset and continued development like they saw from Adams. Justin, thank you for the super chat. The 2010 team also dropped 45 on the Giants the week prior to that Bear game. The 2010 Packer team was more talented, specifically at wide receiver. Yeah, but it's not 2010. My only point in pointing that out was it's not like they were rolling into the playoffs. That's all. You know, and then you look at the Philadelphia game. James Starks went ham, but it was close. You know, it took a shoestring tackle from Desmond Bishop to seal that game. You know, they weren't blowing people up. They weren't scoring 45 every week. That's my only point in the 2010 thing. But yeah, this is a different year, different team, and they're winning in different ways, like we just said. I thought the worst part of the game was when we got the lead. We continued to just run the ball twice and throw it in the third with no creativity. It was super predictable. Well, yeah, I kind of had that feeling when I watched it live. But going back and looking at it, it's funny because, you know, yeah, they had the run-run-pass sequence, right? But then they come back and they tried to take a shot. They literally had Jay Sternberger at tight end, and then they had almost everyone else in protection, and they had Devontae, and they had a single-man route. Literally, they go play action. The Bears blitzed, which I don't think the Packers expected, and Aaron Jones got blown up, and then Hicks beats Lindsley, and Aaron has to throw it at Sternberger's feet. But they were trying to take a shot, you know? So this idea that it was run, run, pass, and so predictable, yes, there was a bit of that, but you got to tip your hat to the Bears at some point. That's a really good defense, and they dictated terms in that play. And the other thing you got to talk about now, because LaFleur's mentioned it publicly, Aaron Rodgers can get out of anything he wants. If they do have a run call, it's a run, run, pass, whatever, and he sees an 8-man box or whatever, he can check out of it. Now, obviously, they're trying to run clock. They've got a lead, and they're trying to bleed clock as much as possible. But it's hard for me to sit here and say, oh, it was so predictable. When, man, like I said, they tried to take a shot. They're trying to bleed the clock. That's smart football. Would I like to see a little bit more variety? Maybe. We'll see. Wendy, thank you for the super chat. Any news on Cook's injury from the Vikings? Mike Zimmer today seemed to indicate that there's a good chance he will play on Monday night. We'll see. It's still early in the week, but signs are pointing towards Cook being available for the Vikings against the Packers, yes. Looking forward, we can validate more playing time for Kumerow. I definitely agree with that. No question about it. Preston, thank you for the super chat. Oh, boy. Sign Lacy, put Raji at QB, and run a read option every play. Identity issue solved. Preston, I think you're onto something there. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Better Gutekunst pick, Elgatron or Jair? Oh, don't make me pick. I love them both so much. I couldn't tell you, man. I love them both. Matt, did we come out clean health-wise yesterday? Yeah, from the sounds of it. Nothing popped up today. So, you know, Blake Martinez was talking in the locker room a little bit about basically getting the wind knocked out of him. But, it seems like everybody's okay. Which is just insane. What is it? Going into week 16? This is as healthy as I've ever seen this team that I can recall. Any chance the Packers bring someone else out of IR? The only one who I would think would be a candidate would be Raven Green, but I have no idea where he is health-wise. But he's the one possibility. Why no Hail Mary on the last offensive play of the first half? Joe, your guess is as good as mine. Rodgers did say he probably should have thrown a Hail Mary. I think he was just trying to get too cute there. Just got here. Did we talk playoff seeding scenarios yet? Ryan, not really, because, man, I tell you what. I'm very much with Coach LaFleur. You got to go 1-0 every week. The rest of it will take care of itself. I know they got to cheer for the Colts tonight because you want the Saints to lose. But if they win their games, you know, that's the most you can ask for, right? Outside of that, yes, they need some help. San Francisco needs to lose. Saints need to lose. But they just win their games, win the division. Worst that can happen is they host a wild card game. They're in the dance. That's all I care about. If we do get a first round bye, do we use the time to practice or do we take it off? Man, you guys are funny. I would be very shocked if LaFleur like sent them away for a week. I don't think they'd have a strenuous practice week, but I do think they would be in the building, going to meetings, doing walkthroughs, etc., for the week before they find out who their opponent will be. Kenny Clark is going to get his money. Aaron, you are right about that. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Packers have points, tiebreaker on Seattle, and NFC record on the Saints. Rock them all. Take a boat trip on the Fox River. Are you crazy? Do you think we will make it to the Super Bowl? I have no idea, man. And that's why I love this game. Are they the favorites too? Probably not. Will I be rooting for them to get there? Abso-freaking-lutely. And is there a chance they do? Absolutely. Can't wait. Man, I love football. I love the Packers. I love January football. We're so close to playoff time. Man, playoff, NFL playoffs. The Packers are back in the playoffs. It's so great. Next, thoughts on moving Adams around in the formation seemed to open things up yesterday. Matthew, I agree. LaFleur talked about it a little bit. I'm surprised they haven't done more of that this year. They utilized him in the slot a lot, both last week and this week. But yeah, like you mentioned, it was clear they wanted to get him the ball, and they did so with great aplomb. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Devontae's toe, 100% burst doesn't seem as it used to. Jake, I've been talking about all year. He won't be 100% this season. That's not that. There's no way. A turf toe will linger all year into the offseason. He won't be 100% again until next year. That's no question. Turf toe is no joke, man. Like you say, the evidence is there. You see some of the moves he makes off the line of scrimmage aren't nearly as explosive as we're used to seeing. And that is because of the toe. And there's, you know, he's doing what he can do. God love him. But you'll see the old Devontae explosiveness off the line of scrimmage next year, no doubt. Steve, thanks for the super chat. I'll take one or two more here. Whoa, Zach, that's a little personal there, bud. Unleash the Kumaro, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, back the pack 2257. I noticed it too. Notice LaFleur's McCarthyism near the end of this presser. It's like anything. He literally said it's like anything, and I just about died on the spot. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that. But yes, I noticed it. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to jump. But remember, if you're craving delicious deals, you've got to sign up for the Festival Foods emails, and you'll have the weekly ad and more delivered to your inbox each week. By signing up for their emails, you'll be the first to know about new products and sale items. And if you're looking for ideas for your next meal, you'll also get the latest food trends, recipes, and meal planning tips and tricks. What are you waiting for? Subscribe to the Festival Foods emails today at festfoods.com/email. And also, you know, if you like these glasses, they're pretty dope with all the different uniforms on them. Go to the Packers Pro Shop. They got so much cool, not just glasses, but all sorts of cool Packers stuff that's much more than some ball cap and a jersey. And hey, if you like Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. We are dedicated to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. And hey, if you can do $5 a month, I totally get it. But hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're here for you guys. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.